the entrance of thy words giveth light. It giveth understanding unto the simple. The message you are about to hear is brought to you by Dominion Tapes Ministry of the Redeemed Christian Church of God, Akwa Parish, Ogba, Ikeja. May you be blessed as you listen in Jesus' name.
We give you all the glory. We give you honor. We give you all the glory. We give you honor. Amen. We give you all the glory. We give you honor. We give you all the glory. We give you honor. Amen. We give you all the glory. We give you honor. We give you all the glory. We give you Ancient of Days, we are saying good morning to you. Thank you, the Alpha and the Omega, for watching over us while we slept. Thank you for giving us yet another day. Father, accept our worship in Jesus' name. Thank you for yesterday. Thank you for today. Thank you in advance for tomorrow. Thank you for our families. Thank you for your church. Thank you for our nations. Thank you for peace in our time. Thank you because we know tomorrow will be all right. Lord, accept our worship in Jesus' name. Today, Father, all over the world, send help to your children. Let it be well with every one of us. Send your word today and heal the sick. Set the captives free. Do miracles today, O Lord. And in all our lives, let your name be glorified. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. And let somebody shout hallelujah. Now shake hands with one or two people and say good morning. God bless you. And then you may please be seated. Now, like I told you yesterday, we'll be going for a short walk. And let me explain again. If you are 60 and above, you do your own walking, whether within or around the auditorium, 60 and above. Just help us sanctify the auditorium with your praise. Now, the rest of us will be going by age. 50 to 60 will follow me first. 40 to 50 will follow them, giving a gap of 5 minutes. And then 30 to 40 will follow them. And then 20 to 30 will follow them. And if you are less than 20, you follow the rest of us. Now please, and I'm really begging you, if you are not going to pray, you know, praise God, worship Him on this journey, don't come along. If all you want to do is make a noise and talk and push people, don't come along. Tell the fellow next to you what I've just said. To let you know that I'm serious. If you come along and you are not praising God, worshiping Him, if you are just causing a disturbance, I will send one of my angels to arrest you. Tell your neighbor. I think some of you think I'm joking. It's better that you don't come along than that you disturb us. This is serious business. Very serious business. I was going for a walk about 2 nights or so ago, and the Spirit of God directed me to one uncompleted building. It was at night. And I said, "Daddy, what is it?" He said, check it out. So the following morning, I got the security people to go and check it out. You will not believe what they saw. This campground needs a cleansing. And that's exactly what we want to do now. So anybody who is going to disturb us, sit down here, or an angel will arrest you. I don't want to frighten you. I'm just telling you as it is. We're not here to joke. I'll tell you a story, true story. You see, I keep telling stories. Yeah, because they illustrate my points. Our first year on this campground, after the convention, Some strange things happened. One of the people that was brought back to the camp after the convention said, "We heard that you were coming to take over this place. We came to make sure it would not happen." He said they were four. But when we arrived, the angels of God arrested us. Of the four, all of them are dead now. One died mad. One died a hunchback, and so on and so forth. So I'm not joking. If you are not going to pray and praise God as we go, don't follow us. Please tell your neighbor again. Jesus' mighty name we worship. We bless your name, O Lord, and we confess you that you are the Lord. That you are the Lord, we bless your name, O Lord, and we confess you, that you are the Lord, you to lift your voice to the Almighty God loud and clear and say, "Father, every plant you have not planted on this your campground before the convention, uproot all." Go ahead, talk to the Almighty God. Every plant you have not planted on this campground, my Father, my God, before the convention, uproot them all. Uproot them all. every plant that you have not planted. Everyone cooperating with the devil. Everyone who can be a source of danger to your children. Everything that can hinder the flow of your anointing. Everything that can diminish the joy of your children. Before the convention, uproot all. Uproot all. Completely uproot all. Abba Father, uproot them all. Every one of them. Thank you, Daddy. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. And so shall it be in Jesus' name. Every plant that God has not planted, even in your own bodies, shall be uprooted. Every plant that God has not planted in your families, before the convention, shall be uprooted. Every plant God has not planted in your churches before the convention shall be uprooted. And every plant God has not planted in Nigeria before the convention shall be uprooted. And so shall it be. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Amen. 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 Somebody shout hallelujah. Amen. I shake hands with one or two people and say, did you enjoy the walk? After this morning session, and it will be brief, you'll be allowed 2 hours break so you can rest and regain your strength. And then we'll gather for the afternoon session. And during the afternoon session, we get representatives of regions, to preach 50 minutes each. The idea is that we will be able to refill our tank of sermons. And then we will break at 4 and go and have the rest of the day till 7 o'clock. So we'll be fresh for the evening. Tonight being Friday, there'll be no hurry at all. So we finish when we finish. In the meantime, if you take out your hymn sheet, and if you haven't got one, that means if you came this morning, maybe the ushers will still have one to spare. But if you got one yesterday, please don't collect another one. This thing costs money. If you have never been given one, then wave your hand. And I believe you will be honest. Ushers, could you quickly give to those who have never been given one before? If you have been given one and you forgot it at home, don't collect another. Don't be arrested. Because liars also could be arrested. Very quickly, those who haven't got one, give them one. Those who have never collected one. If you have collected one, and mistakenly you have collected another, now quickly return it to the ushers. Okay, they will join us as soon as they get their own. Remember the tune? La 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 la. Don't drag it. Let it be brisk.
Ah!
Isaiah chapter 14. From verse 12 to 16. Isaiah 14, 12 to 16. We want to talk about the greatest hindrance to permanent dominion. The greatest hindrance to permanent dominion. How art thou fallen from heaven, O Lucifer, son of the morning? How art thou cut down to the ground, which didst weaken the nations? For thou hast said in thy heart, I will ascend into heaven. I will exalt my throne above the stars of God. I will sit also upon the mount of the congregation in the sides of the north. I will ascend above the heights of the clouds. I will be like the Most High. Yet thou shalt be brought down to hell, to the sides of the pit. They that see thee shall narrowly look upon thee and consider thee, saying, Is this the man that made the earth to tremble, that did shake kingdoms? We can continue for that, but that's enough to illustrate our point. Yesterday we told you a little bit about how praise is the surest way to dominion. We talked a little bit about dominion, and we'll be talking more about dominion this evening, if the Lord tarries. And we said that dominion has no value if it is not permanent, if it is not continuous. There is no use being king today and slave tomorrow. I pray for every one of us, our dominion will be forever. The greatest hindrance to permanent dominion is pride. Psalm 91 verse 1, talks about God and he calls him the Most High. He calls him the Most High. You cannot be higher than the Most High. Psalm 91 verse 1. No matter how high you are, in your own opinion, God is higher than you still. Ecclesiastes 5 verse 8. Ecclesiastes 5 verse 8 calls him the one who is higher than the highest. According to Isaiah 66 verse 1, he said, heaven is my throne. The earth is my footstool. So even if you are the greatest king on earth, your throne is still under his feet. Because the whole earth, he uses as a footstool. So if you are the most senior apostle, you are still under his feet. If you are the general overseer of general overseers, you are still under his feet. As long as you are living on this earth, you are under his feet. And according to Daniel chapter 3, verse 14 to 29, if you ever ask him, who are you? He will show you. When Nebuchadnezzar said, and who is that God that can deliver you from my hand? Don't you know who I am? I'm the highest king in the world. Who is that God? God said, I will show you. And according to the text we've just read, in Isaiah 14, 12 to 16, if you ever try to equate yourself to God, he will reduce you to nothing. Please take note. This warning is coming at a very timely time for those of us in the Redeemed Christian Church of God. Don't tell me you've not had it before. I know you've had it. You've studied it in the school of disciples. I know. I can give you a secret. The Almighty God is just about to begin promoting us. When we compare where we are to where he's taking us, When you look back, by the time this church is 70 years old, and you take the tape of today and play it, you will know what I'm talking about. But if at any time you now begin to get arrogant, it has its own way of reducing mountains to rubbles. Take note of that. If you ever begin to equate yourself to God, when God begins to use you to perform uncommon miracles, when your handkerchiefs begin to raise the dead, and at the wave of your hand, the lames are walking, blind are seeing. If you ever forget who is in charge, he will show you that he can reduce mountains to rubbles. It takes the humble to praise God wholeheartedly. Please take good note of that. I mentioned a bit of it yesterday. In 2 Samuel chapter 6, and when you get home, I want you to please read it. 2 Samuel 6. From verse 14 to 22, 2 Samuel 6, 14 to 22, the Bible tells us what happened when David and the children of Israel were bringing the Ark of the Covenant of God into Jerusalem from the house of Obed-Edom. The Bible said they brought the ark in with shouting. Victorious people shout. Triumphant people shout. Dominant people shout. And then David, the king, led the dancing and danced more than anyone else. I pray that God will allow me to come to that aspect of our discussion before we finish, because we will hear something in Exodus 15, if God allows me. Yes, if not, I've given you a hint so you can go and study it yourself. Exodus 15. You will hear that Moses sang. And whether you believe it or not, there are very few prophets ever like Moses. Very, very few prophets ever like Moses. He was a dominant prophet. God spoke to him mouth to mouth. If there's ever any prophet who kissed God, Moses was the one. And he sang. If I have the time, I will show you. He was a composer. If I don't get there, that should be enough for you. And he was the leader of a nation, a prophetic leader of a nation. And he was a musician. So David, the king, danced. That's another topic on his own. When he finished the dancing, he now went to his house to bless his household with that anointing fresh on him. He came to pronounce a blessing on his house. And you know what the wife said? You know the story now. Your Majesty, look at the way you are dancing like an ordinary peasant. Don't you have any sense of decency and dignity? I like David. He gave it back to her. And gave it back to her raw. It reminds me of years ago, I had a meeting with some of my children. I asked them to tell me the truth. Tell me what's annoying you. I promise I won't punish you. Just tell me as it is. And they gave it to me raw. Some of them are here, they are listening. I allowed them to finish. And I said, you gave it to me raw. I will return it to you uncooked. By the time I finished, they were trembling. But thank God we are still friends till today. David gave it to her raw. And I said, your father was the king. He failed. God threw him aside and picked me, an ordinary shepherd boy, to occupy the throne. In case you don't remember, in case you don't know why I am dancing, let me tell you, where your father failed, I have succeeded. Let me hear somebody shout hallelujah. And then he said to her, you haven't seen anything yet. You think I debase myself? Watch. You haven't seen anything yet. Oh, how I praise the Lord for David. You see, Proverbs 15:33 says, before honor comes humility. There must be humility before honor comes. There must be humility. One general overseer was commenting early this year, came to visit us unexpectedly in my house, and came at a time when we were having family prayer meeting. So he joined us. And then he was talking later on to other general overseers. He said, do you know that the GO was there singing with these people, clapping with these people, dancing with these people? In other words, he thought it strange
that the general overseer will be singing with his household and clapping with them.
When you are before God, nobody is superior to another. Absolutely nobody.
When you think you are great, wait till you have stomach pain. Then you will know that pain has no respect for your greatness. When we are before God, brethren, because you are the one who will teach your congregation, like pastor, like congregation, is the way they see you behaving before the Almighty God, drawing praise time, drawing worship time. That's what they will copy. When we are before God, we are equal.
The message is brought to you by Dominion Tapes Ministry of the Redeemed Christian Church of God, Akpe Parish, Ogba, Ikeja. May you be blessed in Jesus' name.
There's a saying that death is a leveler. Death reduces everybody to the same level. Now I want to say God is also a leveler. When you are before God, we are the same. Now, let's talk briefly now about the dangers of pride. Because I still see it in some of us, and it is distressing. Psalm 10 verse 4 says, the proud will not seek God. He said God is not even in his thoughts. That's frightening. And yet we know Hebrews 11:6 says God is a rewarder of those who diligently seek him. And the proud will not seek God. And if he will not seek God, he's not going to be rewarded. Proverbs 11:2 says, when pride comes, then shame will follow. When pride comes, then comes shame. So the one who was once dominant, who becomes proud, we lose his dominion and fall into shame. That's important. That's what happened to King Saul. 1 Samuel 15:16-29. 1 Samuel 15:16-29. Now, when God begins to react to pride, the first thing he does is shame, and then destruction. Proverbs 16:18, when pride comes, destruction follows. No, when I was a younger Christian, I studied some mighty men of God in detail. Some of you know I spent years studying Elijah. I'm still studying Elisha, and so on and so forth. And I studied Samson. You know, many people think that it is lust of the flesh. Lust of eyes, lust of the flesh, that destroys Samson. But I discovered something. The greatest fault of Samson was pride. Pride. From the beginning. Said to his parents, I like this woman, marry her for me. The parents said, ah, no, you are not. He said, who is talking? I am Samson now. Better do what I say. Pride. There, I see some of you think you know better than your parents. I mean spiritual parents. You probably know a little more than your biological parents. One of my sons was talking to me not too long ago. I looked at him. I let him finish. I said, son, do you really think I'm as foolish as I pretend to be? Simply because I just look dull, cuckoo. Do you think? Yeah. Oh, my shield. The elder said, a child doesn't know medicine, he calls it vegetable. The greatest fault of Samson was pride. And that pride caused him to be ungrateful. You will never hear Samson say, thank you, Lord. Study Samson. There was not a single time in all his victories when he said, ah, thank God. For example, in John 15, Judges, not John, in Judges 15, verse 14 to 16, Judges 15, 14 to 16. When they brought him bound to the Philistines, and the Philistines began to shout, and the power of God came on him, and he was loosed, and he took the jawbone of an ass, and he killed 1,000 people. What did he say? He said, heap upon heap. With the jawbone of an ass, I have slain 1,000 men. Me, Samson. I have slain 1,000 men. When pride comes, ingratitude follows. And when there is ingratitude, there can be praise. And when there is no praise, destruction follows. Some people wonder why God answered the last prayer of Samson. And look at the prayer. God, strengthen me once more that I may avenge me of my eyes. Didn't say, strengthen me once more that I might take this reproach from you. No, me, Samson, I lost my eyes. I want revenge. You say, why did God answer that prayer? Because he added, let me die with the Philistines. God said, that's a good way of getting rid of you. I'm tired of you anyway, so it's all right. Good riddance. When pride comes, destruction follows. Some of you think you are humble.
Pray that God himself will teach you humility. Proverbs 29, verse 23. Proverbs 29, verse 23. A man's pride shall bring him low. Remove him from position of dominance. A man's pride shall bring him low. Daniel 4:37. Nebuchadnezzar said, those who walk in pride, God is able to abase. If you walk in pride, God is able to bring you down. Proverbs 8 verse 13 tells us that those who fear God, they hate evil, they hate pride, they hate arrogance. Those who fear God, those who know how powerful God is, they hate evil, they hate pride, they hate arrogance. Now for a few minutes, let's look at the blessings of humility. Proverbs 29 verse 23, again, Proverbs 29 verse 23 says, while the pride of a man will bring him low, honor shall uphold the humble in spirit. Uphold, that means keep there. When you get dominance and you are humble, honor will uphold you, keep you dominant. Matthew 18 verse 4. The Lord himself said, the greatest in his kingdom, the most dominant, must be the one who is as humble as a child. As humble as a child. As humble as a child. I wish I have time to spend on that one. Humble as a child. And just take a look at the life of a child. Take a look at the life of a child. We have a lot of lessons to learn from children. A lot. A lot. You see two children playing. One, for one reason or the other, offends the other. And the other one say, I'm not going to play with you again. I'm not going to play with you again. Less than 5 minutes later, they are playing again. Am I right? And there are some of us that someone offended 10 years ago. And we have not forgotten. We have not forgiven. And when I look at these children, thank God I have many of them near me, my grandchildren. A great lesson. And then come and see them during the family devotion when the music is going on and the worship is high. Come and see these little children dancing. Because they don't care who is looking. They have no integrity to protect. I mean, look. Matthew 21 verse 16.
Jesus Christ said, out of the mouth of babes and sucklings, thou hast perfected praise. You're looking for perfect praise? Look at the children. But the interesting thing is that the Lord was quoting Psalm 8 verse 2. Psalm 8 verse 2. What is written there is, out of the mouth of babes, thou hast ordained strength. Did he make a mistake? Oh no, it's the word. How can the word make a mistake quoting the word? He wrote the Bible. What's he saying? He's saying in perfect praise is strength. In perfect praise is dominance. And you want to be dominant? He said, be like a child. Oh, the Bible says in Matthew 23 verse 12, Matthew 23 verse 12, it says, if you will humble yourself, you will be exalted. In James chapter 4 verse 10, James 4 verse 10, he said, if you humble yourself under the mighty hand of God, he will lift you up. He didn't say the pastor in charge of your region will lift you up. He didn't say the SATGO, as we call them, will lift you up. He didn't say the AGO. He didn't say, even say the GO. He said God will lift you up. When God lifts up, who can bring down? As we will learn later this evening, if God tarries, you will discover that spiritual dominance has nothing to do with titles at all. A worker can raise the dead when a special assistant cannot heal headache. It has nothing to do with titles. Title is man-made. Promotion is from God. And he said it's a matter of time. 1 Peter 5:6. You humble yourself, he will lift you up in due time. God does not fail. The humble will be promoted. Proverbs 22 verse 4 said, by humility comes riches, honor, and life. And so 1 Peter chapter 5 verse 5. I know I'm rushing a bit. But 1 Peter 5 verse 5 says, you are to wear humility as a dress. Be clothed with humility. Be clothed with humility, therefore, means be clothed with praise. Everywhere we see you, let's see you praising God. Psalm 34 verse 1. David said, I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall continually be in my mouth. One of my sons used to be called Pastor Testimony. Anytime you see him, he's testifying. He's praising God. He's telling you how good God has always. So, David said something which is very, very illustrative, very illuminating. If you sit down with God and you let him explain it to you, Psalm 34, verse 3. He said, "Oh, magnify the Lord with me, and let us exalt his name together." The one that caught my attention, and I know I've mentioned it before, I can't remember, long ago, some of us probably had it, some of us have forgotten, some of us have never had it. What does he mean by magnify the Lord? What is the purpose of a magnifying glass? What does the magnifying glass do? It makes something bigger. If you want to, when there's very fine print and your eyes are getting old and you can't read it, you get a glass that will magnify, listen, make the tiny print bigger. So how do you magnify someone who is already most high? How do I magnify the one that the Bible says in Psalm 91 verse 1, the most high, the almighty? How do you make the most high higher? How do you make the almighty mightier? How do you magnify the one who sits in heaven and his legs came all the way from heaven to touch the earth? How do you magnify that person? How do you magnify the fellow who in 2 Corinthians chapter 2 verse 6, 2 Chronicles 2 verse 6, how do you magnify someone who the heaven of heavens cannot contain? So I do make him bigger. Because I try to understand. I think I've shared this with you before. That when I couldn't get a logical explanation, I did what I used to do. I turned to God. Will you explain this to me? And God made it clear. When you are magnifying me, it's yourself you are magnifying. I can't be bigger, but you can be. I can't be greater, but you can be greater. I can't be stronger, but you can be stronger. I can't be more anointed, you can be more anointed. I can't be richer, you can be richer. And he gave me an illustration. And I'm sure I shared this one in the School of Disciples years ago. Job made a statement in Job chapter 4, verse 15. He said, "A spirit passed before me. The hair of my flesh stood up." And Lord says, when you worship me, or you listen to somebody worshiping me, King of Kings, Lord of Lords, Ancient of Days, the Unchangeable Changer, the Lion of Judah, etc., etc., all of a sudden your head begins to swell. Have you ever felt anything like that before? When you get somebody who really knows how to eulogize God, when you get somebody and it's going and going and going, before you know it, tears begin to run down your face. You are not sad. Your head is swelling. Because as they are magnifying God, the hair on your body will stand. The hair on your head will stand. And all of a sudden, you become magnified. But I don't know how to do it properly. He said, that's why I said I will send you the Holy Spirit to help you glorify me. John 16:13-14. So when the Holy Spirit is come, he will glorify me. The purpose of the Holy Spirit is to help you glorify him. And many of us who misunderstand, when the Bible says we don't know how to pray as we ought to, but the Holy Spirit helps our infirmities, we assume that that means that the Holy Spirit will help us pray serious prayers. The Holy Spirit helps you to praise him the way he should be praised. You praise God the way he should be praised. You don't need to ask for anything. He will give you more than you need. After all, we have human examples. You go to a party, at least in those days when you used to go to parties, and the musician collects the names of everybody present without your knowing. And then when you have taken a bottle of beer or two, he comes and he begins to mention your name. And he calls you emergency contractor. He calls you names that... And all of a sudden, your head swells. And you take all the money in your pocket. And you go and give it to him. You know what I'm talking about. You borrow the money. Many a time, the agbada you are wearing, you borrowed it. And when you got up to go and give the money, something tells you, hey, you borrowed this money. You say, shut up. And I get home, I go and soak God. When you praise God, when you magnify him, the Most High will arise. And when he does, your enemies will scatter. And when he does, suddenly you begin to have dominion. I'm going to give you as much time as you want to praise him. When you finish, you drop your offering. And like I said, you can be back by 1:30. That's at least 2 hours from now. And then continue the preaching till 4 o'clock. And then again you take another break and be back by 7. The first preacher will be from region 1 and then from
two, three, and so on and so forth. And the Almighty God will bless you even as you magnify Him. Remember what we said yesterday, which we have amplified on this morning. Don't let pride stand in your way. Forget who you are, because you are before God. And before God, we are next to nothing. Go ahead, praise Him, magnify His holy name, worship Him like we've never done before. And this will be a convention you will never forget. Let's go ahead now and begin to worship Him.
The message is brought to you by Dominion Tapes Ministry of the Redeemed Christian Church of God, Akpo Parish, Ogba, Ikeja. May you be blessed in Jesus' name.